It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Sister Sabrina, will you open up the prayer line with prayer, please?
Father, we come before your presence humbly saying, God, forgive us for anything contrary in our lives. The Lord, we ask you to forgive us. Anything that we knew about and nothing, God, what we didn't know about. But God, help our hearts because we want to receive from you this evening. We pray that the Spirit of God move like never before as we give you worship and praise as Pastor Smith prepares to give this consecrated word to your people, and that the Spirit of God will change the heart of your people as, God, we hear the word. You said not to just to be hearers, but doers of the word. So, God, we humbly come before your presence, and ask you. You said, God, if we come to you confidently and boldly, that you hear our prayers. So I thank you that as we gather, as we fellowship in the word, that the prayers, God, of the righteous, you said, shall prevail. You said, God, many are the afflicted of the righteous, but the Lord deliver them all. So tonight the word will be to deliver us, to set us free, to keep us from being entangled and in yoke and in bondage of this world. So I thank God that in advance you said to claim those things that be not as though they were. So we thank you in advance for what you're doing, what you will continue to do in our lives as we yield to you and yield to your presence, and we're obedient to your word, Father, because your word brings life and that more abundantly. Bless Pastor Smith as she gives this word from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. May the anointing flow and destroy the yoke of bondages off of your children, and may the Spirit of God move like never before in this last hour that we're living in, Lord. I thank you right now that you're preparing your people to walk in territory that they haven't walked before. You will continually give them strength, God, to overcome, and that their words, God, will be minimal. You said that we are justified by our words, and we can also be condemned by what we say. So I thank you that, God, we've guarded our mouth to give you the praise, the worship, and the honor, knowing that you've already worked everything out on our behalf over 2,000 years ago, Lord. Anoint this time of fellowship. We bind and rebuke the enemy. We'll try to oppress this prayer time. We plead the blood over our prayer, and we thank you, Spirit of God, for your word in this last hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord, Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. Our Tuesday night number is the number we're on this evening, and that is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also have a Wednesday night number, and that's 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can also listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer's second extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at Bethany Church. The address is 3291 Giannini Road, that's in Atwater, California, 95301. We do have a special announcement that our next dates for service will be May 12th, May 26th, and June 9th. There is a prayer line service tonight, but we will not be having a prayer line service on tomorrow, which is Wednesday, April 24th. Again, we will not be having a prayer line service on tomorrow night, which is Wednesday, April 24th. We are also, as board members, having a special shut-in prayer on this upcoming Thursday and Friday. If you're interested in submitting a prayer request, remember that we do have that email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you would like the church to pray for you during the special board member shut-in prayer. It's now time for our testimonies Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please remember to mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you tonight that, Father, there's a move, there's a shift, and there's a change in many of your people's lives in this hour. And, oh, Father, we need to inquire the Lord. And we need to wait on the Lord and don't move until you give us an answer. So, Father, we need an answer tonight in every situation of our life to move forward in faith. Holy Spirit, anoint this word tonight for those that's going through a change, those that there's a shift in their lives, and there's a crossroad, oh, Father. And I thank you for it by faith that you're anointed, Father. Breathe on this word tonight in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, verse 16. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And our last book, Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 36 through 42. Again, Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, verse 16, Matthew 7, 13 and 14, Matthew 26, 36 through 42. When you get those three books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is encouragement for the believers tonight who are going through stages in your life that there's things changing. There's a shift in your life, which is a crossroad. And you're in a place where every decision that you make will affect the course of your life. And what's so beautiful about God, He wants us to be in His will and His path. And anytime we make a choice that's not in the will of God, we face difficulties as we go forth with life changes. So this word is a word, encourage us tonight, that the word of God is lessons, is instruction, is assignment, is study, is information for us, saints of God, the counsel of God's word, talking about the whole word. It guides, it encourages, it gives direction, it helps, it brings forth exaltation, it brings forth wisdom, it brings forth warning, it brings forth reprimand, it imputes. It helps, and it reproves. And so we need the whole counsel of the word when we're going through a change, I mean steps of new development in our lives, a period or stages begin to change in your life, and things begin to shift. And we need God to direct our path. And we're going to see by the word of God, Jeremiah 6, verse 16, please.
Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein.
This is a word. The Lord said to his people, stand at the crossroad and look and ask for the old path and where the best road is. He said, walk on it and you'll live in peace. But they said, no, we will not. This word is saying, they were saying, they were not seeking the ways of God. And so many are in that area in this hour, And this is a word that encourages you to redirect you. The word of God brings redirection. The word of God gives information. The word of God guides. The word of God give words of wisdom to the wise. We want you to be wise tonight. The word of God gives forewarning. And the word of God reprimands. It brings exaltation. It encourages you. This is what he was encouraged them to seek him for their path. And this is a word tonight to encourage you when you are in a crossroads, saints of God. It's all through the Bible. It's nothing being made up tonight. It's the word of God. Anytime you're going through a period in your life where there's a change, when things are shifting in your life, and you got to go through a place where decision must come from God, tonight the word is encouraging you, you cannot follow the crowd. And so many people are in such a habit of following the crowd. And when you're going through a place that you need the Spirit of God to guide you, you can't follow the crowd, thanks to God. If you follow the crowd, you're going to get in a place where you're in the wrong direction. You go in wrong direction when you begin to follow a crowd. And what happens, you get lost. You get so caught up, you get lost. And this word, you're going to see it by the word of God. When we're going through a place when there's a great switch in our life, a great change, but we're in a place now where people are so, have formed such a habit, not relying on the word, but relying on the crowd. Following the crowd, itching ear, something make them feel good. It ain't about feel good when you're going through and you're in a crossroad. It's a crossroad. It's not about being making you feel good, thanks to God, because this is about your life. And so many people will not take warning, will not take warning by the word of God. They constantly move. They constantly be in a place where they're ripping and running. But this is a time where you're in a crossroad. You need to stand. You need to not be in a rush. You need to stand still and consider, I'm asking God, what should I do? That means stand, ask, before you move. But there's so many errors that people are not doing that as never before because it's an illusion out there. They're piping pipes that people are falling the tomb in this hour. But this is a day and a time when your life is going through a crossroad. I promise you the crowd cannot help you because they're caught up. They're listening to a tune. They're following something that's not going to bring life, that's not going to bring help, that's not going to bring peace. But when you get along with God, when you begin to stand still and begin to ask and inquire of the Lord and don't move, because when you begin to get in a crowd, you're going to lose sight of direction. You're going to get lost in all of that stuff. And that's why this word was saying, he was saying, ask me. Ask for the old path. I want you to have peace as you go through this place in your life, this switch a room, this change in your life. But they said, no. They was in a habit of doing what they wanted to do, and they wanted their own will. They did not choose for God to make decision for them. And it's so prevalent in this hour. Matthew 7:13-14, please.
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
We're talking about crossroads. We're talking about gates. We're talking about entrance. And this word is saying there's a narrow gate, and that there are wide gates. And the wide gate leads to what? Destruction. He said many going to be on that. That's the crowd. Many going to be on that path, saints of God. Many going to travel on that path. But don't lead to life. It don't lead to peace. It don't lead to anything good. He said, but few people going to be on that narrow way that leads to eternal life, that leads to peace. And as you cross over, your crossover is going to be successful. But when you begin to follow the crowd, when you do not stand still, when you just move in your own will, when you don't allow God to take over your decision, you make choices of your own, the road is never, ever good, thanks to God. And those decisions affect your life. We have proof through the word of God. When Jacob was going through a place, I think it's in Genesis 32, the 32nd chapter. You need to write that down and read it. When Jacob was going through a crossroads, thanks to God, and he was in a place where he was terrified because he had to face his Esau. Anytime you got to face an Esau, you need God help as never before. And so this man was in a crossroad. And before he faced Esau, what did Jacob do? He inquired of the Lord. It's right there in Genesis 32nd chapter. He inquired of God, and God told him what to do. God let him know I'm with you and that I'm going to protect you. And God did exactly what he said because Jacob inquired of the Lord because he was going to a crossroad. He was not going to ever have to cross that place with Esau again. The Spirit of God wanted him to go through that place in peace and not in terror. The Spirit of God wanted him to go to that place in blessings and prosperity. So this man did what? He obeyed God. When you obey God, you increase things of God. Anytime you obey God, the anointing of God is over that situation in your life. Anytime you obey God, you're going to increase. Anytime you walk in disobedience, you're going to decrease. That means disobedience causes you to be disabled. But when you obey, you're going to increase because you listen to that still voice of God. God wants you and I to listen to his still voice, which is his word tonight. And when we begin to inquire of God and allow God to subdue those habits, because habits are formed, thanks to God. And it's a tradition now that people don't want to wait on God in those small places and get along with God and stand still and get instruction from God. Because they are so caught up with the tune. They are so caught up with the pipe. They are so caught up with the excitement. But what happens? They get lost in the crowd. They get in a place where they are misdirected. And then what happens? Everything backfires on them. But this is the night of whatever change you're going through, whatever steps and periods of your life is going through a shift tonight. Tonight the Lord wants you and I know I'm going through a shift. I know I'm going through a change. You think I'm busy? No, I am not. That's why we're having the shedding. That's why we're going before God. Why? We need the counsel of God. And when you ask and inquire of God and you stand still, he's going to speak. His still voice going to come in and he's going to speak. When Jesus was, it was through for Jesus when he went to Nazareth. It's scripture. He went to Nazareth to be a blessing to Nazareth. And the word of God said because of unbelief, he could not do mighty works. Well, what did Jesus do? He left Nazareth. He didn't look back. He didn't go plead with Nazareth to listen. He didn't go plead with Nazareth that there's a miracle for you. He did not do that. Jesus did not do that. He went on his way to another city and blessed somebody. It's a time to obey God as never before. Because if Jesus did it, what about us? He didn't plead with Nazareth. He didn't cry out to Nazareth. He just went on. He said, I could not do mighty works. So it's a time we got to move on. When we have done all we can do, when we obey God, God says a crossroad, and you're through with that city, you're through with that place, and you're through with those people. because I want to bless you. God want to bless somebody tonight. And he wants you to allow him to come into to your life so choices can be made for you by his power. Matthew 26, 36 and 42, please.
Can you give me four words?
Somebody's phone is on. I'm hearing your whole conversation.
Mute your phone.
Please mute your phone.
If you're washing dishes or thank you.
Okay. Matthew 26, 36 to 42, please.
Thank you. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and
this
pray.
This is about Jesus, saints of God. It was a crossroads. Jesus was going to an unpleasant situation, but it was the will of God. It looked bad, but it was not bad. He was totally obeying his Father. He had his disciples with him, but his disciple couldn't help them. They could not help him. I'm telling you, this is the word of God. There is a place in your life where you got to cut loose the crowd, where you got to begin to seek God for yourself as this changes in your life. It was a change for Jesus. It was a shift. He had to go into a place that he was not familiar with, but he knew he had to go. So he asked his disciples to pray. And when he went to them, they were total asleep. They were not his help. His help had to come from his Father, saints of God. I'm talking to someone tonight. Your help must come from your Father. The disciple could not stay awake. They were ill prepared. Sometimes you're mixing with people that ill prepared, not prepared. They were not prepared to go with Jesus in the crossroad of his life. They fell asleep. And when you get involved with the crowd will what? Misdirect you, and you're going to get lost. Because there come a time in your life, in all of our lives, that we have to get along with God. Just look at this picture. When you're sick and you're going through some terrible thing in your life, I promise you, you're going to need God. It's not going to be able to help you. You're going to need a move from God, thanks to God. When you're going through any kind of troubles in your life, any kind of thing, this is a change in your life. It's a switch. That's why I plead with people when I see them going through a change. I plead. I say, you need to be alone. You need to stand. You need not to be moved in that era right now. You need to be in a place where you can hear from God. You need to be in a place that a move of God will take over your life. You need to be in a place where you need to stand still, not be in a rush all the time. It like the Spirit of God, just be pleading, because I know it works, saints of God. It comes a place and a stage in every believer's life where they got to do a sabbatical. What a sabbatical, they got to get us alone. They got to begin to seek after God for their one self. That's what Jesus, he wanted them to pray with him. They could not. They were ill prepared. They wasn't prepared. They wasn't focused. They wasn't built up. And what he said, you couldn't stay and watch for me? 1 hour because they were not prepared, thanks to God. And what did Jesus do? He said, I got to drink this bitter cup. It's not going to pass. Not my will. Thine will be done. He went to that bloody cross because he was in the will of God. It wasn't a pretty picture, but it was for humanity. It was for mankind. It was a change and a shift for us to receive him, to get from under the curse of the law. Saints, I'm encouraging you tonight. Anytime there's a period, a stage in your life where there's a change and a shift, your decision, whatever this decision you make, whether it's you're allowing God to be involved or you're doing your own thing, it's going to affect your life, thanks to God. Either one of these decisions is going to affect your life. What am I saying? It's best to obey God than humans. It's best to obey God when you're going through something that humans cannot get you out of. It's best to please God and not humans. And so on this road, this place of destiny in our lives, this word is to encourage you tonight that there comes a time in your life you got to shut it down. You got to stand and ask God and allow him to move you as he will into the path that he has already created. It's already done. You got to seek him for him to reveal to you. But when you rush and you're not standing still, you're following the crowd, what's going to happen? You're going to get misled. You're going to get lost. Why? Because you're going to go into the wrong direction. I'm asking you tonight, stop trying to fit in. That's what, when you're following the crowd, you're trying to fit in. In some places in your life, you're just not going to fit in. Jesus never fit in. He never fit in. The crowd wanted to throw him off the cliff. He did not fit in because he was obedient to the will of God. Leaders that follow God, I don't care what they cross, I don't care what path they're in, all things work together for good. If God has anointed you and placed an anointing on your life, and when things, hallelujah, get in a place where things are being switched and things are being changed, I'm encouraging you tonight to don't rush, to stand still, to ask God, to inquire of God, and don't move. Don't let nobody move you, saints of God. Because if they move you and you mess up, they're going to say, you did it on your own. You should have waited on God. That's what, it's something about people. When you mess up, listen to their decision, they'll bring it back to you. Say, you say you're saved. That's what happened with the two prophets in the Word of God in the Book of Chronicles. God had gave the man direction, told him what to do, told him what not to do, gave him a word. Then another prophet come and said, I'm a prophet too. God told him not to eat, told him to go on his way. And he sat down with that prophet, broke bread, totally out the will of God, listened to a human. And that prophet began to prophesy death on that other prophet. And what happened? It happened because he was out the will of God. I'm encouraging you tonight, when there's a change and there's a development in your life, and you're going through a stage and there's a shift, I'm encouraging you tonight, don't rush. Stand still. Allow the Holy Ghost to get in your situation, to move over everything that's already in place by his will. That's what his word said. It's already finished. All you have to do is obey his will. The word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. He giving you words of instruction tonight by the word. Every word of God is pure. It's a shield to everyone that trusts in him, saints of God. The word of God is pure. It's a shield when we trust him. For it's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. It is the word of God. Don't be snared with the crowd, saints of God. Don't get in a snare tonight. For the Spirit of God wants his peace as you go through the change. He wants you to be in his rest. Even if chaos is all around you. When the anointing of God is over the situation in your life, in the midst of chaos, you will be calm. Why? Because the peace of God passes understanding. God wants you and I to be in peace. That's why I'm shedding in, because I know that God is bringing me into a new direction, as he did with Jesus when we went to Nazareth. Some things is over with. And when it's over with, you need the Spirit of God to give you direction. When God is moving you into a new way and a new path, you need the Spirit of God to go before you and cause crooked places to be made straight. Because there's a time and a place. And there's a time when it's over with. And it's a time when you got to go on and obey God. That's what Jesus did with Nazareth. He went, he encouraged, he wanted to work miracles, but they didn't receive it. And that's what it says in the Word of God. Check the dust off of your feet. It's a move of God. Only one can do some things for people. It's God. And so if you're going through a crossover tonight, you're going through a crossroad tonight, if you're going into a place where there's a change, where there's a shift, let your decision be made by the counsel of God's word. And I promise you, his word causes you to succeed. His word causes you to increase. His word is a shield and a buckler against anything that will come against you. Because he said, I'm going before you, and I'm making crooked places straight just for you. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Pastor.
Yes?
Yes, Cindy, I just want prayer for myself just to seek after God and to stay focused on him. And also I wanted to say someone else still have their phone open. We can hear what you're doing. Could you please mute your phone? Thank you.
Okay. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, there are changes that happen in people's lives, the stages, the steps of development. Things are being shifted in their lives. And anytime there's a stage in our lives where things are being changed, where there's a shift, we need to stand still and consider God. We need to stand and ask and inquire God and don't move. And Father, you've been a mist. As you said in Jeremiah 6 and 16, you asked them to ask for the old path, for the best road to walk, so you can live in peace. But they said, I don't want it. Father, I send this word tonight to anyone that there's a change in their lives, anyone that's going through a shift in their life, that they have an encounter with God tonight as never before. We need an encounter with God. In order to have an encounter with God, we got to stand. We got to stand and ask of God in every situation what to do, how to go about it. And he will move over us. Father, this night, I cry out. I plead tonight in Jesus' name that the ones that's going through a change and they're following the crowd, trying to be men pleasers, trying to fit in. It's not going to work because they're going to get lost. They're going to get in the wrong direction. Because, God, that path at this particular time of their lives is not for them. They need to wait on God, as Jesus had to go before his Father in the crossroad of his life. The disciples couldn't help them because they were ill prepared. And when we're in the crowd, it's ill prepared because we're following after some human that has a purpose of their own. But God, I thank you for people that has a purpose in God, that they're going to stand tonight. They're going to ask the God, and they're not going to move. They're not going to try to fit in because they know that that road is not for them at this time. That God have them on a path to increase, to be blessed, to be healed, and to be delivered. And Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God bring an awakening, that old habits and all those things we've done so long, Father Jesus, got in a place of habit because it worked for many years. We're at a time now, it's a shift, and how it used to work is just not working. For your word said, Father, you're starting at the house of God. You said judgment will first begin at the house of God. Father, I thank you tonight. There's a crossroad in many of the believers' life tonight. And, Father, I thank you they will choose you in their situation and not their own way nor their own will. So tonight they can have peace. So they can be increased and not decreased. So they can get those supernatural deliverance that only God can bring forth. That's what you did with Jesus in the garden. The disciple was ill-prepared. They could not help Jesus. His help had to come from the Lord. With Jacob, his help had to come from God. And God, you changed everything, every situation in Jacob's life because he inquired of the Lord. Father, I thank you tonight that the men and the women of God, they're going to stop trying to be a crowd pleaser. They're going to stop trying to fit in. They're going to begin to say, thine will be done. I choose the knowledge of God. I'm taking the path that God has created for me as I travel. And in that path, your word said it is peace. It is increase. And in the chaos, when things does not look well, he said, all things are working together for our good. Father, I thank you for the change will be beautiful for those that are allowing God to make decision for them. For those that are in a place that know that they know things have shifted in my life, and I need a move of God in this situation. And I'm going to stand still. I'm not going to try to fit in. I'm not going to allow the crowd to misdirect me. Or I'm not going to get lost in it. For the Spirit of God has said by his word, Matthew 7:13-14, it's a narrow gate. And there's a wide gate. The narrow gate leads to blessings and eternal life. The wide gate, you say many going to be in that wide place, but few going to be in that narrow way. Father, you got those that's holding on. And you are going to bring them out into a wealthy place, a blessed place, and a prosperous place. Your word said, and I stand on it, because they're being guided by the Spirit of the Word. They've been taught of God by his word. They're getting instruction from God by his word. They're on assignment by God, by his word. They'll get information in the whole counsel of God. People try to pick out can't cherry pick. We need the whole counsel of God. And Father, I thank you tonight for the whole counsel of God enriching our lives tonight to bring exaltation, to bring wisdom, to correct us, oh God, to warn us, to reprove us, to reprimand us, oh God, so we can eat the good of the land because of our obedience. Father, bless your people tonight. Give them favors as they go into this crossroad. Those have made up their mind. I'm going to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost because his word said so. His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. My path is lit up by God, and I'm going to follow his direction tonight. I'm not going to try to fit in. I'm not going to get misdirected tonight because I'm traveling by the mercy and grace of God. And I choose the knowledge of God this night. Father, I thank you for highly blessing these young people tonight who has made a decision to follow you in their crossroad. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving that you bless them and give them favors tonight. And you increase and you enlarge their territories by faith in Jesus' name. God bless you, saints. Those that will be at the shed-in, I'll see you at 3 p.m. God bless in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chain, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.